It's literally P-E-N-I-S-I-N-I.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to call it because like 311, they're doing like, you know, if you're lonely during the, you know, if you're like sad, you can call this the government. I can't imagine anything more depressing than that. It's like, yeah, I'm all alone. I guess I'll call the municipal government to talk, to keep me company. Have you tried calling them about anything? When it, like the legitimate problems you can have, like your hot water being out, if you call them, they'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
100%.
Like, I can't. I'm kind of sad. And they're like, well, have you tried suicide? It probably works like the exact opposite way. They're like, sir, there's a form you can fill out to have the police come kill you. I'd have to transfer you to 9 different numbers to figure out what the form exactly is. But I'd suggest to a lot of people, you could probably just kill yourself.
Kill yourself, or if you're black, just go ahead and just yell in the streets. Yeah. That'll probably do it.
But I mean, like I it would be fucked up, but I did want to call them as like a Staten Island guy named like Anthony Lonliano. And just trying to like an Italian guy like trying to like first understand what depression is as an abstraction. Because he's not allowed to put a name to that emotion. You know, just being like, yeah, I don't know, something's wrong with like my you know, how I like my attitude or something. I don't know.
Fucking get it.
It's like I'm pissed, but I'm too tired to be pissed. And then what I'm pissed at is you know, it's nothing. It's like this fucking, it's like being self-pissed.
I'm pissed, but at myself?
But yeah, it's like, I'm thinking about how like, you know, life is kind of like, you know, it's like a game you're thinking about, maybe, you know, okay, well, they're not coming back from this. They're down 6 runs. It's like,
mm-hmm. It's like the G-Man are down 22 in the fourth quarter.
You know, and you're like, fuck it. Let's just get drunk and then drive home. Let's go get drunk in the parking lot. You know, that's the feeling I have. Are you experiencing depression? Whoa! Hey!
Come on. I'm fucking pissed. I told you, I'm self-pissed.
I'm self-pissed is what the feeling is.
I'm mad.
I'm mad at myself. I'm fucking pissed off. I'm self-pissed off. I'm not fucking sad.
I ain't fucking a girl. I'm not. It's like I'm a girl, but complaining.
Yeah, you're making me feel like a fucking woman over here. Do you think you might have a trans identity? Hey! Whoa! What the fuck? Maybe. You know? Let's talk about it. I don't know. Is there resources for that or something? Is the city paying for the surgery?
Yeah,
I'm over here. My dick is fucking. It's completely hard because I'm stuck in my apartment thinking about guys.
Well, so maybe you're just a homosexual. Maybe you're not trans. Maybe
Pal, I'm in the union. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
So is your penis being hard to reason? You're self pissed, would you say?
Maybe. I don't know. Fuck it.
Are you wearing lipstick right now, sir?
Yeah, I got pumps on. Yeah, I got lipstick and a pair of Jimmy Choo's.
You've been watching Sex in the City, haven't you?
Nah, it's because it's like my construction boots. I don't got to wear them for work, so I'm wearing my wife's clothes to keep my stuff nice for back when those jobs start back up.
And I gotta keep my right now, sir.
Hey, look, Cuomo's saying they're gonna open a city. It could be, you know, it's gonna be, they're gonna tell you, and it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be a race to get to the job sites because everybody lost work. They're not gonna pre-announce anything. It's just gonna be open up. So you gotta keep your boots nice. You gotta keep all your gear nice. So all that sitting in the bedroom, and I'm out here in the living room wearing my wife's clothes, watching Logo.
Is that your gay channel?
Sir, where's your wife currently?
Yeah, I don't know. She's been gone like 4 or 5 years. I stopped checking. I got a cousin out in fucking Hoboken. It's a private eye. You know, he looked into it for a little bit, but then, I mean, that was kind of where the trouble started because me and him were hanging out all the time anyways, and she came home one time and we were, you know, comparing bodies. Mesh were pissed off when I
said Anthony. Were you on a stakeout with your cousin?
Yeah, we was, you know, because we like to pretend to be police officers ever since 9/11. We're always trying to solve crimes together. You know, we're like, who's this fucking Mulanyan across the street? What's he doing? Moving in? What the hell is this guy moving in for? That seems pretty suspicious to me.
Let's sit in our fucking cars and look outside and then see where the night takes us.
Yeah, let's fucking just hang out real late in the parking lot.
All night long. Yeah.
I would assume you'd have some kind of intimacy with somebody you share that kind of bond with, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what that fucking word means. Are you talking about this thing of ours?
This thing of ours.
You know, I don't know about getting too hot on a government line.
This thing of ours being secret gay sex.
On the low.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just the coast.
The closet of Italian Nostra.
They call it the Homo Nostra.
Whoa.
Wow. No, I'm not lonely. I'm self-pissed. I told you. No, I don't miss my boyfriend at all. I don't miss my boyfriend out in fucking Elizabeth. Yeah, no, it's this black guy I go out and see out in Elizabeth sometimes. And, you know, they call it down low stuff. I don't know. That's you know what I
that's them, that's us. We got
it's a bunch of bullshit to me, but you know, whatever. If that's what he likes, I try to keep him happy so he stays away from my wife. You know, you see the dick on this guy, it's fucking. I'm worried because you know, it's like I'm worried this guy's probably gonna fuck my wife if she sees his dick, so I guess I gotta suck it to keep him away from her.
That's true.
I don't like doing it, but hey, pal.
Defense.
That's called being a working man.
That's called being a family man, the head of the family.
That's called doing your service to the labor. Doing your service to the responsibilities of hard work. And honest work you got to do.